for being so good to us. Appreciate the opportunity to come and preach Wednesday night. Wednesday night service, amen. We got a good crowd. Preacher, you looking good, amen. Back there in the easy chair, amen. All right, for a little while tonight, I want you to turn to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. We're going to start in verse 1. It says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, not wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Brother Joe, lead us in a word of prayer. Yes. Amen. Just for a little while tonight, I want to preach on don't be a yo-yo Christian. Amen. Boy, never in my life that I've seen Christians. Not so much here, I tell you what, we try to shout it out, but you're up on the mountain one day and the very next day you're down in the valley. Amen. I'll tell you what's nothing worse than a blubbering Christian. I'm going to tell you here tonight, and I want to affirm it in each and every one of us, God is with us. Whether you're on the mountaintop or you're in the valley, amen, he's still God. James, a servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. That's what I want to say to you tonight, greeting tonight. My brethren, count it all joy. It didn't say count it all bad. He said count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. We all know that's various trials. We've all got them. We've all had them, and you're going to get some more before this thing is over. I'm going to tell you right, when the Bible says count it all joy, that's exactly what he means. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, never in my life that I have seen the so-called church out there, weak church, amen. It's been on my mind, preacher, for months now to make sure that these young people that are growing up realizes that they're going to take the mantle one of these days. And I'll tell you what, they need to be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might, amen. Not to be a yo-yo Christian. I'm going to tell you what, you boys ought to be growing up and be young men, amen, and realize that, I'll tell you what, God will take you there. He'll see you there. He'll keep you there, amen. You don't have to depend on the world. You don't have to depend on your emotions, amen. I'm going to tell you what, God is real tonight. And you're going to fall in some trials. You're going to fall in some divers temptations, amen. I'm going to tell you what, I've got plenty of them for myself. So if you're going through a drought, call me. I'll give you some of mine, amen. I'm going to tell you what, isn't it a shame that most of the time when I get in trouble and I'm in a temptation and troubles and trials, first thing I do, I'm going to go to God. But you know what? I'm praying that God, take me out of this. You know, my name is Daryl Flanagan. You know, I don't deserve this. Amen. Instead of saying, God, why don't you give me, and we're fixing to do that, give me the wisdom I need to go through this trial and give God the glory. Amen. It talks about patience. It talks about perfect patience. Amen. The only way we're going to grow in grace and grow up, amen, is to ask God to help us through those things. I think about some examples. What about Abstract, Meshach, and Abednego? I'm going to tell you what, God didn't take them out of that fiery furnace. He met them in there, amen. I don't believe for one second as they threw their rear ends in that fiery furnace that they was blubbering in a yo-yo Christian, amen. They knew who God was. They knew, I'm going to tell you what, that God would meet them in there, amen. And if they did still, and if God wasn't going to meet them in there, they still wasn't going to bow, amen. That's where we need to be, amen. I'm going to tell you what, so many of us go through trials and tribulations and we come out on the other side blubbering, amen. And I'm going to tell you what a shame and a reproach to my God and your God tonight, amen. Oh yeah. What about Daniel and the lion's den? Doesn't the Bible say he was blubbering and crying when they threw him into the lion's den? No, he didn't. God shut those lions' mouths, amen. And I'm going to tell you what, the next morning he was alive and well. Alive and well. He was not a yo-yo Christian, amen. I'm going to tell you what, I think about old Stephen. When they were stoning Stephen, did the Bible talk about, listen, I'm going to tell you something, you think about it. When they're throwing stones at you and killing you, I promise you that don't feel good, but I'll tell you what, my God, which is his God, sent him through, and what did he say? Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Right. Now, listen, old Stephen wasn't a yo-yo Christian, amen. He was the real deal. Now, what about us tonight? I'm going to tell you what, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. That's something that, listen, we really want patience, but do we really want patience? Amen. I'm going to tell you what, when you go through the trials and the tribulations and you let God be God, amen, and you come out of it, he'll make sure that your patience is tested. He'll make sure that you come out of it on top and him get the glory. It says, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, here we go, right here. When we're going through those things, we need to be asking God, God, give me wisdom. Don't take me out of it. Give me that faith and that wisdom that thou need to go through this thing and come out on top, amen. That giveth to men liberally and unbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But it says, but let him ask in faith, not wavering. That means not doubting. Too many of us, listen, you can't fight the battle and the trials and temptations if all you do is going to be a yo-yo Baptist, amen, and all you do is doubt. I'm going to tell you what, when's it going to come to time that we say, enough's enough, I know he's real, I know he's with me, the Bible is true, God's word is true, amen, and that's it. You know, the Bible talks about when you've done all you can do, it says just stand, amen? I believe that tonight. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Looks like an old yo-yo, amen? Up, down. I'm going to tell you, can you remember? Listen, I've had friends that be shouting it out, talking about Jesus one day, and the very next day they down in the dumps. I'm thinking, where's Jesus today? Wasn't you just shouting it out yesterday? And listen, I realize there's a time to cry, there's a time to weep, there's a time for all seasons, it says. But I'm going to tell you what, we are to be something that, listen, that we can let God be God. And realize that, look, he's bigger than this thing. It says, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. You know what? If you're a doubter and you're a yo-yo Christian, God's not going to give you anything. Amen. You ask the wisdom, not going to give it to you. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Isn't it something how he goes through this thing and he says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. We ought to be the example to the world. We ought to be the example in this church. We ought to be the example of these children. Amen. We ought to be that example. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted. That brother of low degree realizes that, look, you can't put a price on God and his blessings. Amen. I may not have any money, but I've got God tonight. Amen. That's all that matters. What we can have and attain in this earth is going to perish one of these days. It's going to rust. It's going to leave. And you're not going to take it when you go. But the rich in that he is made low because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. I'm going to tell you what, you got money and a Christian tonight, listen, you better realize just what I said. You're not going to take that money with you, amen. You better realize what's true and what's real, and it's the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ tonight, amen. It tells us, for the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass and the flower thereof falleth, and of grace the fashion of it perishes, so also the rich man fade away in his ways. It's not being rich or poor. It's who's your God tonight. In Philippians chapter 4 and 4 it says, I'm going to leave you with this. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Let your moderation be known to all men. You understand what I'm saying? The Lord is at hand. It doesn't matter if you're on the mountaintop shouting it out or you in the valley suffering. God's still God. Now, I seen in the margin of my Bible many years ago, I wrote this, and I'm going to leave you with it. To whom it may concern, too many times we take him for granted. We're talking about the Lord. Don't you ever forget it tonight. We are not alone. We're not alone because God is God tonight. Whether you're suffering in the valley or you're shouting it out on the mountaintop, whether you've had a bad day, whether your marriage is good or bad today, whether you're sick today or you feel great, whether your job just really sucks or you really enjoy your job, whether you're in turmoil today or you're shouting it out, whether your just life is going great, amen, God's still going to be God, and he says, the Lord is at hand. Now, where do you stand tonight? As we get ready to dismiss tonight, don't be a yo-yo Baptist. Let your moderation be known to all men that, hey, God's got this. You know, a lot of people say, you got this, you got this, you got this. No, I don't! But God's got it. God's got this thing. So that's our prayer as we leave tonight. Just remember who God is. And I'm going to tell you what, realize God's going to be God. God bless you tonight. Let's all stand. Brother Terry, why don't you dismiss us?